This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Israeli airstrikes hit Hamas targets in Gaza, killing four Palestinians, mostly Hamas operatives, after Palestinian snipers killed an Israeli soldier near the border. Israel says it has no interest in engaging in another war with Hamas. Hamas vows it will continue weekly protest and launching of incendiary devices at Israel. During a series of quick meetings at the UN in New York, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo insists the international community must continue to keep the pressure on North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to denuclearize.
Chairman Kim made a promise. Chairman Kim told not only President Trump but President Moon that he was prepared to denuclearize. The scope and scale of that is agreed to. The North Koreans understand what that means.
Secretary warned North Korea is trying to get around sanctions smuggling petroleum products into the country by sea at levels that exceed what is allowed under international sanctions. U.S. Republican lawmakers have dropped their efforts to reimpose a crippling ban on exports to the Chinese telecommunications giant ZTE. They're accused of selling sensitive technologies to Iran and North Korea despite a U.S. trade embargo. The U.S. had barred ZTE from importing American components, practically putting the company out of business. A year-old boy who became a poster child for the U.S. policy of separating immigrants and their children is back in the arms of his parents 5 months after he was taken from his father at the U.S. border with Mexico. Trump administration says it has reunified 364 children ages 5 and older with their families after they were separated at the border. This is VOA News. 17 people.